On 242 meters in the medium wave band, this is Radio Scotland.
Before the party starts, we'd like to introduce you to our managing director, Mr. Tommy Shields.
Good evening. This is a proud moment for me, and indeed for all of us here, for after many months of trial and tribulation, Radio Scotland is now a floating reality. Thanks to the skill and ingenuity of a dedicated band of radio engineers and the loyalty of our team, we have been able to convert a former Clyde-built lightship, the Comet, into one of the most modern offshore broadcasting stations in the world. Now, our aims are simple and straightforward: to provide a new exciting form of entertainment radio and to offer advertisers a new, simple and economic medium in which to sell to millions of homes in Scotland and in Northern England. Indeed, but for the encouragement of a large number of advertisers up and down the country, we might never have been on the air at all. And it is especially gratifying that a famous Scottish firm, Jean McGregor Soups, is the first to sponsor one of our programmes. However, her friends over the border haven't been slow to join in the race either, for the distinction of booking the first commercial on Radio Scotland goes to the News of the World, that great Sunday newspaper. It is with pleasure, therefore, that I now hand you over to Mr. Ron Belbin, the Scottish editor of the News of the World.
Thank you, Mr. Shields. And from News of the World, warmest congratulations to Radio Scotland. We are happy to be associated with this truly exciting enterprise. Like News of the World, Radio Scotland will be catering for everyone, for the forward-looking people of this country, for the people with go, for the folk who demand the latest and the best of news, views, and entertainment.